You know, the woman told her boy, "Let's look at him, man, how many guitars you can't play down to." He said, "Man, what made you get that kind of art?" I said, "Stood in some beside flying a mule and don't ever clear no money." I said, "Then I decided to see that old freight train smoking." I said, "Outside to catch it." I said, "Then I'm going to get out up under that mule now." Mama asked me, "Why, son, you want to leave home?" I said, "So you clear some money out your crop, because I'm going to send all the money home to you." I see the old train smoking. I got the blues then. I was on my way to Jackson, Mississippi. There was about 8 men on there on the train. The brakeman seed me, jumped off the train and tried to catch the other coach, you know, so I could catch with them men, you know. He said, "Boy, where you going?" I said, "I'm going to Jackson if I catch this train." He said, "I'm going to tell you what you do when I go down here to Chula, Mississippi." He said, "You come up there in the engine, I want you to push some coal down for me." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Because I don't want nothing to happen to you." The T-Mall going around across the track, and I told him, "Man, reach up, get your whistle and blow it." I said, "Go, that old view going mighty slow trying to pull that wood." He blows the whistle. That old train was Cadillacing too. He said, "Say, boy, come on in here. I'm gonna get you a sandwich and get you a good hot cold coffee." Got to Jackson, Mississippi, there was a hobo junction. They called a hobo junction. All us men got together. He said, "Man, I'm hungry." I said, "Yeah, yeah." I went to the junk pile and I got me a broom. He said, "What you gonna do with the broom? Gonna eat the broom?" I said, "Oh," I said, "y'all don't worry." I went to Mr. Wallsby's house. I said, "All them 8 men down there, they hungry, me too." He said, "I'm gonna tell you something. Tell my wife to put that wash pot on the fire. I told her to cook a pot of green. You go down there and feed all of them. You playing that thing." I fed all of them. He told his daughter to go in there and churn a big churn of milk. They said, "Man, so you know you good for everything. I wish I could tell you everywhere to go, because we ain't got to do nothing. You play the music, we gonna eat all. We could eat." I fed them all. All the summer and all the fall, I'll take the Christmas, my overhaul. But now I'm gone, and I ain't gonna worry, because I'm sitting on top of this world. Your Nina come running, holding up your hand. I give me a woman like you can a man. But now she's gone, I don't worry. Because I'm sitting on top of this world. What people of tomorrow, and I thank y'all so much, yeah?
Truly a unique instrument, truly, and a unique man. Let's give him another hand, please. And let's now welcome from Brooksville, Michelle Brewer.
Is everybody still awake? The first song I'm going to do is it's a song called Julianne. Shady side, a sunny mountain, that is where it all began. Lived a fair and tender maiden, and her name was Julianne. Julie's love was tall and handsome, a poor boy with treasures few, but he promised rings of silver just to prove his love was true. Have you seen her in the moonlight? She's a Bonham, but she wears a crown. And her name is Julianne. Wake me up early in the morning, ere the birds begin to sing. I'll fetch silver from the mountains for to prove
Thank you. Thank you. I thought tonight a lot about what I should sing, and I thought I could either be meaningful or pretty, so I decided to be pretty tonight. Thank you. I meant my songs. Okay. The next song is one I learned from a friend of mine from Maine. His name's Al Dalton, and it's an old folk song. I don't want your greenback dollar. I don't want your silver chain. All I want is your love, darling. Won't you take me back again? I was born in North Carolina, in East Virginia. That I'm going to sing is it's an Ozark version of a folk song. It's called The House Carpenter. So you may know it, but I don't know if you know it in this particular version.
Pretty fellow, well met, said he. For I am come to these hilly lands, and it's all for the sake of thee. For I am come to to the river of Sweet Willie. She picked up her darling little babe, and kisses gave it three, saying, "Stay at home, you darling little babe, for to keep your papa company." And away went the sailor with the house carpenter to the river of Sweet Willie. Well, they hadn't been on the sea 2 weeks. I'm sure it was not three. When that little lady was found weeping, she was weeping most bitterly. And away went the sailor with the house carpenter to the river of Sweet Willie. Is it for my gold you weep, or for my treasure store? You'll never see anymore. And away went the sailor with the house carpenter to the river of Sweet Willie. Oh, it's not for your gold I weep, nor for your treasure. From those decks there sprang a leak, and they were never heard from anymore. And away went the sailor with the house carpenter to the river of Sweet Willie.
Thank you. The ballad form in folk history is kind of they kind of considered it the woman's form, that it was kind of soft soap for men. So the men sang the songs, but they really thought that they were for women, and so that's kind of special to me because it is a ballad. I'm going to sing one short song with my dulcimer. This is Over the River Charlie.
Candy.
you. I enjoyed it.
And we thank you. Let's give her another hand. Who sings Florida songs better than our very own Will McLean? Who interprets his songs, his poetry, better than Lais? Here are Will McLean and Lais from down St. Petersburg way.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you're fixing this thing up. Oh, Lord. I can't hear the monitor. Are we coming through out there all right? All right. Thank you. Well, I don't know if this will secure the situation, but we'll sing it for you, hopefully. Was in the late 20s that there came a big flood. Drowned 4,000, the graves was the mud. 'Twas nothing could withstand that great tidal wave, and the ghost of the valley still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters go. When wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Waters are cold. The Seminole left there in haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight! Men, women, turn black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. And all around it is fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam. to look at the earth down and to think of their home. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee the waters cold. When wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce my partners in crime. This lovely lady is Lais, and this lovely gentleman is Mr. Martin Schumann. Ready, maestro? My soul is a hawk. I am but returned from the place the Indians call land where the wind is born, into the quiet and lonely spaces of the upper skies soar I, the beauty of Florida below me, as thermal air currents send their song through my wing feathers. And I float in ever-widening circles, yellow eyes piercing in rapture, the blues, the golds, the orange and faint pinks of sunset. And I see in the far, far distance my haven, the majestic old dead tree on whose limbs I find my soul is a hawk. Where the dark streamed waters run, almost stranger to the sun, ghostly dancers early morn, paying homage to green corn. Seminole, Seminole. Basket weavers, you have turned many a white man's ways you've learned. Seminole, Seminole.